I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, my wonderful, beautiful friends. Guys, welcome back to r/entitledpeople, where Karen seemed to think that the world revolves around them and nobody matters. And in this episode, guys, oh boy, an entitled idiot learns a very expensive lesson when he repeatedly ignores security's warnings. Guys, I hope you enjoy the stories today. Don't shake your heads too hard. And as always, you can send or link your post to this email right here. Let's dive in. So we have our fair share of homeless people in my town. The usual. The ones at the end of exit ramps with signs, or at the lights of highways. And usually I don't give anything because, realistically, I don't have anything to give. But yesterday, I had a decent day, and I actually found myself with a couple of bucks on hand. I see this one particular man at a freeway light often, and I know some of his story. He does use any money collected to purchase food, drink, not alcohol that I've seen, and he'll accept items graciously, not just cash. So I pull up at the lights, wave him over, and hand him the $4 I had. He thanks me, and happens to walk across the intersection to the same gas station that I was heading to. I go in to get gas, and he grabs some of the hot food and a cheap fountain drink, and it's all good, right? No, in comes Karen. The typical look, and everything. She's got big sunglasses, the haircut, the yoga pants, all of it. The woman immediately storms to the register, and she demands a manager. I'm only mildly paying attention because I just need gas. The manager comes forward, and this woman points that ugly orange and red long nail at me, and she says, "I need police here. That woman gave a drug addict money outside your establishment. Call the cops right now." Along with a slew of other really random and ever-growing nonsense. At this point, the three customers are me, the man I helped, and now a very interested customer staring at her. The manager looks so confused, so I chime in. I said, regardless, that's not her business, that I gave the guy a few bucks across the street and he's buying food. The manager's like, okay. But Karen is not happy. She's screaming that obviously the station is a front for drugs and all sorts of crazy stuff. At this point, I have lost interest. The man buys his food, walks out, and I get to the register and ask for gas. At this point, you might think that Karen's done. But no, get ready for this crap. The woman demands that if I'm going to pay for his drugs, then I need to buy her gas. She then tells the cashier and the manager to put $40 on whatever pump she was at, on my dime, and then storms out. We all just blink, and I chuckle a bit and told them how much gas I needed. Now, I was going to ignore it, but I'm petty. I said, put $1 on her pump. And her screaming when the pump stopped at a dollar was beautiful. I got my gas and left, while she was storming back into the station, and it was the best dollar I've ever wasted. I'm just glad she didn't harass the poor guy for trying to eat. Holy guys, some people's entitlement never ceases to amaze me, right? Like, how dare you spend $4 on someone homeless who needs the money when you can spend $40 on me? Like, the nerve of that woman to tell the manager to put $40 of OP's money on her pump and then walk out with that much confidence is astounding, guys. And in my opinion, that was a dollar well spent, not wasted on a Karen. So this happened about 10 years ago, and I'm not sure what made me think of this. I'm also not the main character, but I promise I was directly to the side, witnessing this whole glorious exchange of a self-absorbed, self-entitled a-hole getting shut down hard. So in my early 20s, I had a much more active social life than I do now. I spent a lot of time with my friend Katie. Now, Katie was an interesting mix of a naive extrovert. She always assumed that people were telling the truth, but when someone's story didn't quite add up, she would keep prodding them, sometimes to an uncomfortable extent, thinking she was just misunderstanding their bad lie. Another thing is, she was also a looker, like a really good-looking gal. Her and I wound up at a house party of a friend of a friend of a friend. We were hanging out on the patio in a small group when an acquaintance briefly congratulates her on a new job at a well-known, semi-prestigious company in the area. We'll call it Widget Inc. That's when Chad, a man in his mid-20s, wearing a pink polo and plaid shorts, perks up and slides right next to her. The conversation went like this. And remember, Katie is totally sincere the whole time. Chad says to her, "Oh, you're talking about Widget Inc.? Oh, that's cool. My company and I were working at the executive offices of Widget Inc. all this week." Katie says, "Oh, that's so exciting." Chad goes on and says, "Yeah, I know the head of Widget Inc. pretty well. We've connected numerous times. If we got together for a few drinks sometime, I can tell you much more and get you well connected." Katie then asked, "Oh, do you know Steve or Bob?" At that, Chad says, "What?" Katie goes on and says, "Well, Steve's the owner, but Bob's the president and he runs everything." Now it's clear at this point that Chad doesn't quite know which door to pick. Chad says, "Oh, yeah, well, I know Steve." Katie says, "White hair, pretty tall, older?" Now, Chad's clearly relieved that Katie's giving up some information, so he can pretend he already knew, so he can hop back on the lie train to try to score with her. Chad says, yeah, I worked with him a lot this past week at his office." Katie says, "Really? He was out on vacation. Are you sure it wasn't Bob?" Chad then tries to cover and says, "Well, you know, actually, I don't remember the name, but I'm well connected with the higher-ups." Katie says, "I bet it was Bob. Are you working on Project XYZ? At this point, I loved how Chad went from "I know the head really well" to "I worked with him for a week" to "I don't even remember his name." Chad is fully aware now that he should not have inflated the time he spent moving Bob's furniture, installing his Ethernet cables, or whatever he actually did the past work week. Chad says to her, "No, it was something else. You know what? I can't really talk about it. You know how it is. He's a cool guy, though." Katie says, "Oh, that's so nice. What's your name?" Chad tells her, "Chad." He then takes her hand and he tries a seductive handshake, which was cringe. Katie says, "Chad, I got it. I'll tell Bob on Monday that I met you. I'll have to learn about this secret project you're working on." At this point, I know I'm giving a look of, "Dude, you're truly effing this up." And I know a few other people in the circle probably are too. And Chad finally realizes that the jig is up. He says to her, "Oh, cool, yeah, no, don't even mention it, it's no biggie. But hey, I see a buddy of mine, catch you later." Chad then beelines for the other side of the house. Now, what I knew, and what most of our group knew, but what Chad didn't know, is that Katie was Bob's new personal assistant, but she had been with him for over 4 years. And the reason why she wasn't in the office last week was because she was on vacation with her dad, the owner of the company. Guys, that was freaking awesome. Like watching a train wreck in slow motion, right? And seriously, I wonder how that date would have gone if Katie did agree to it and found out that Chad was a liar and had no connections. And I've said this before, guys, like if you say you know the owner, manager, CEO, or whatever it may be, make sure you really do because you will get embarrassed. Nice try, Chad. I'm a 19-year-old female, and I look really young without any makeup on. When I do put makeup on, I look around 14. I'm also a freshman at college, and my classes are spread out on campus. I'm Asian as well, so it adds extra to the baby face. This happened a few months ago, but I think it's a funny story to tell. One day, I was walking around the first week of the semester, heading to my Latin class, and apparently there was a field trip going on with middle schoolers, so they could see the potential college that they may go to in the future. I didn't think too much of this because I had better things to focus on. On my way to class, which was a 5 to 7 minute walk from the classroom I was coming from, there was a teacher walking with a bunch of middle schoolers, wearing red t-shirts to identify them. And I happened to wear a light red crop in that moment with a red zip-up jacket. I also wasn't wearing any makeup because I overslept that morning. Well, because of my red shirt, a teacher saw this and she comes over to me and asked what teacher I was supposed to be with. The woman looked super pissed and she thought I wandered off, but suddenly she pulls down my zipped-up jacket to reveal the rest of the cropped shirt. Obviously, I was shocked and I asked her what the hell she was doing, but that's when she started telling me off about how inappropriate I was with my language and that I would get disciplined for damaging the shirt. She then grabs me and attempted to drag me to her class group. I was baffled, but I wasn't gonna let this old lady try to do this to me. So I started yelling, "I'm a 19-year-old, let me go." Hearing me say that, she scoffed, and I was speechless. She then said that it was a bluff, and she wasn't going to fall for that. At this point, all the middle schoolers were staring, confused. And thankfully, there was another professor who saw this commotion, and he sent a security officer to the area. In that moment, I really thought that I was going to be forced to be with the group, until the security guard shouts from afar. The kids were just there, watching me and the teacher in awkward silence. Honestly, I don't know what I was thinking, and quickly shoved her arm away from gripping me and ran to the officer. The teacher tried to explain herself that I was a student, and he immediately stops her. He scolded her for physically putting her hands on me and asked me for my side. I quickly explained that I was a student of the university and that this woman was harassing me, thinking I was a student from the field trip. I even showed proof of my university ID, and that's when the teacher's jaw dropped. She had to give her info to the officer just in case as well. After 10 minutes of discussing, she was forced to apologize and passed it off as a misunderstanding. The security officer just watched as I stood there. Eventually, I was sent to class, and before I was, the officer told me that he came because a professor called. He did ask if I wanted to file a complaint, but I refused, and he wrote that inside of his little writing pad. He told me if I did want to file a complaint, to let him know, because he ended up giving me the teacher's name and what school she worked for. I saw the teacher in the distance and we made eye contact, and she gave me one last glare and that was the end of it. I just thanked him and went on with my day. I'm pretty sure my event was a commotion with the younger students, because if I saw this as a middle schooler, I would definitely talk about it. I don't know what happened with that teacher after she ran back to her students though. I remember having bruises from how hard she gripped me. I should have had her arrested for the sake of her students. Karen, I don't care where you are in life, but respectively, I hope you get reminded of your harassment every single day of your life. Wow, guys, like, in my opinion, and I'm sure a lot of you listening will agree with, is that OP should have definitely pressed charges and went after that crazy Karen teacher. Like, there is no way that teacher should have kept her job after that day for the sake of other students, especially if there were witnesses. Like, just think about it. If that teacher thought OP was a student and grabbed her and pulled her aggressively like that, you really have to think what she's doing to her own students, middle school kids, which are minors. Again, I only wish OP did at least file a complaint with the school that woman was at.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So years ago, I worked as a security officer in a high-traffic tourist area, a graveyard shift. One of my responsibilities was to make sure people wouldn't park where they weren't supposed to go to nightclubs, restaurants, etc. One particular place that people loved to park at during the evenings was a loading zone. The curb is painted white and marked in big bold letters, loading and unloading only, no parking. At the end of the zone, there was a single handicap parking stall painted bright blue. Now, as I've said, some people would think that they could get away with parking in our loading zone all night. My coworkers and I would aggressively patrol the area in the early evening hours and advise as many people as we could so they would leave and avoid getting a ticket. It was also better for us if they left, because when there were too many vehicles parked out front, traffic would become a complete nightmare regardless of the time of day. Most people would be grateful for the information and leave. And occasionally, some entitled idiot would laugh in our faces and say something about pigs or rent-a-cops or whatever, and leave their car anyway. In those cases, we would call the city's parking enforcement and they would get a $90 ticket for their troubles. Well, one Saturday night, after finishing a round of patrols, I went to take a leak. On my way back out, I walked past dispatch, and my buddy calls me over to the surveillance bank. He says to me, "Hey bro, you got one out front." I then turned to the grainy feed, just in time to see a BMW sloppily parking in front of our building. I murmured that I would go out and advise the driver, but before I could leave, the driver exits his vehicle. My buddy and I watched in silence as the driver, a young black male adorned with flashy cheap bling, hiked his pants up at the crotch and blocked the path of a couple of girls walking by. The guy starts hitting on them in the slimiest way possible, even trying to grab their hands at one point, staring shamelessly at their chest while schmoozing them. He then took out his phone and shoved it at them, presumably asking for their numbers. Eventually, the girls were able to dodge his grabbers, and they ran off towards the club across the street. He then repeated this routine several more times with various groups of girls walking by, even taking out a small bottle of vodka from his back pocket and offering swigs. Each rejection, he would get angry and presumably cuss out the girls as they hurried off. That's when I sighed and looked at my buddy and said, "Well, I guess I'll go talk to him." So I make my way out the front and approached him, just as another group of girls ducked away from him. I called out to him, and he turned and stared at me blankly. I say to him, "Hey man, I just want to let you know that this zone is for loading and unloading. Normally it's not a big deal to park for a bit, but if everyone does it on the weekends, traffic gets backed up pretty bad here." The guy then looks at his vehicle, and then at my badge, and he starts swearing at me saying, "F you, I'll F you up, try me. You pig-ass wannabe cop mother effer." I then look at my watch. It was about 10:30 p.m. I continued my spiel and said, "Hey man, I'm just trying to help you. Parking enforcement here is pretty strict. You should move your vehicle or you might get ticketed." At that he says, "F you, you'd better not touch my stuff. I'll F you up." At this point, I just give up and say, "Have a good night, sir." The guy flips me off, and he went across the street, where he was promptly denied entry for dress code violations. He then cussed out the bouncer, and he walked off down the block. I then walked over to his vehicle, and I saw that it was parked crooked. The rear of the vehicle was partially blocking the lane of traffic. Half of his vehicle was in the white zone, the other half in the blue zone. I then keyed up my radio and said, "OP to dispatch, can you call the parking enforcement for this vehicle? Let me know when you're ready for the plate." 15 minutes later, the parking officer arrives. He looked at the vehicle and he promptly issued a $90 ticket for parking in the white zone, and also a $900 ticket for parking in the blue zone without a permit. I then thanked the officer and went back inside to have a snack. A couple of hours later, two of the local cops stopped by to say hi. As Officer Morris and his partner walked over, dispatch radioed me. They say to me, "Hey OP, is that Jones and Morris?" I say, "Sure is." I then get asked, "You gonna do what I think you're gonna do?" I say, "Yep." Officer Jones and I lit up our cigarettes, as Officer Morris looked on disapprovingly. We all smoked and chatted for a bit, and I casually motioned over my shoulder at the BMW. That's when Morris says, "Hey Jones, check out the parking job on this piece of crap." We then all walked over to the corner and looked at the vehicle, with the two tickets stuck on the windshield flapping in the wind. Officer Morris grabs one of the tickets. He reads it over and then looks at me and asked, "What's the story here?" I told them what happened and the driver's response. Officer Jones and Morris then looked at each other and asked, "OP, you got the time. What time is it right now?" I tell him, "Yeah, I got the time. It's 12:27 a.m. That's when Officer Morris said to me, "Well, it's a whole new day now, isn't it?" He then proceeds to write another $90 ticket for the white zone, and then another $900 ticket for the blue zone. He then paused for a moment after finishing the second one and said, "Hey Jones, it also looks like this vehicle is parked more than 12 inches from the curb. What do you think?" Jones says, "Sounds about right." So with that, Officer Morris writes another ticket for $120 and slaps it on the pile of tickets on the windshield. I then shook both officers' hands as they left to continue their patrols. The next few hours of my shift went by fairly quickly. Around 5 a.m., dispatch scares the hell out of me. They say, "Hey OP, are you still on that call?" I tell them, "Negative, I just finished clearing it." And I hear, "Respond to dispatch ASAP." So with that, I run to the surveillance bank where my coworkers were all gathered and laughing their asses off. Sunday was street cleaning day, and the BMW was getting ticketed again by parking enforcement. After that, we all stopped by dispatch every 5 to 10 minutes to see if the owner returned. Finally, at about 6 a.m., the guy comes stumbling up the block, clearly drunk and looking completely worn out. His formerly white t-shirt was stained and dirty, and it looked like he'd lost at least one fight. We watched in suspense as he looked at the pile of tickets crammed together on the windshield and slowly removed them. The guy just stood there, pants sagging below his knees, shuffling through each ticket as if he were a toddler with a handful of Pokemon cards. With a look of defeat on his face, he gets into his vehicle and drives off. The whole room just erupted in laughter and high fives. As the laughter died down, I picked up the phone and start dialing. My coworkers just eyed me curiously. I put the call on speaker just as the call connected and we all heard, 911, what's your emergency? That's when I say, yeah, hi, I'd like to report a possible drunk driver. I have the vehicle, license plates, and driver description when you're ready. Oh man, guys, what a fallout that was. And I can only imagine that things are gonna get way worse for him when he's caught drunk driving. Like, reading the post, I never expected things to get that bad, but hey, this is karma for messing with people who are politely trying to help you. Like, what an expensive lesson he learned that day. Alright, so last week, me, my wife, and two kids went to the zoo for my daughter's 23rd birthday. We were having a great time. While leaving an enclosure, some woman sort of cuts us off and she pushed in front of us to get out first. Now, the woman didn't actually touch us and it wasn't that big of a deal, but she was a little obnoxious. So I say, hey, there's no need to push ahead, love. The woman then responds with something like, how did I push ahead? It's not like there's a line to get out of here. I just tutted, and I thought to myself, whatever, not worth it. But that's when some giant guy who was behind us, that was apparently her son, said to her, what? Does someone have a problem with you, mom? And she pointed me out. Her son then starts aggressively antagonizing me for no reason, basically screaming in my face, telling me to keep my comments to myself. He then proceeded to call me a bitch, a Karen, and then kept calling me tiny, saying I had little man syndrome. Just really off the wall stuff for what I thought was a benign comment. And then for some reason, my daughter, the birthday girl, felt the need to give her 2 cents and take this guy's side. And she starts saying stuff like, Dad, why are you like this? Why do you feel the need to say something? And then she starts apologizing to the guy and agreed with him that I'm a Karen. Now, I was really taken aback by this. And then the guy asked how old she is and she tells him. And then he asks for her number and she gives it to him. I was so shocked. He hands his phone to her and she types in her number. And the whole time, the guy's staring at me with a grin on his face. When my daughter comes back over to us, I asked her what the hell was that? And she says, what? He's cute, and you need to be put in your place every once in a while. You do have an entitled attitude, Dad. And that's when I said, since that's what she thinks, that she can buy her own car for her birthday. She clearly thought I wasn't serious, because when she asked if we can go look at cars, I told her she can look herself, because I'm still not paying for it. This has divided my house, with my son taking my side, saying she was out of line. And my wife's just saying that it's not worth ruining my relationship with her over. I feel like if her not getting a car as punishment is enough to ruin her relationship with me, then I probably spoiled her too much anyway. She already has a car that I bought her 2 years ago, which works fine, so it's not like I'm exactly depriving her. So am I the a-hole in this situation? So yeah, I personally don't think OP is the a-hole for not buying his daughter a car after that little stunt she pulled. Like, if I were in OP's shoes, guys, I would be totally heartbroken, and honestly, I would be upset that my own daughter would take a stranger's side who harassed me. And not only that, to give him her phone number. Like, could OP have gone without commenting on the woman cutting him off and avoided that whole situation? Of course he could have, so I can kind of understand why his daughter thought he was being a Karen. But like OP said, if not buying his daughter a car is going to ruin the relationship, his daughter is definitely the entitled a-hole in this one. Especially if she got a car that daddy bought her 2 years ago. And guys, I only wish OP told her, why don't you get your new boyfriend to buy you a car? And this person says, you are not the a-hole. Your daughter should be embarrassed that she did that to her dad for a cute guy. No car for her. I wouldn't even get her a coffee after that, let alone a car. She's an adult and she needs to grow up. But guys, let me know what you think. Is OP in the right for punishing his daughter by not buying her a car after that? Or should he keep his word and take her car shopping? And that, my friends, brings us to another end of our / entitled people. Guys, I hope you enjoyed today's stories. If you did, hit that thumbs up. And if you're not subscribed, consider subscribing so you don't miss these crazy stories. And if you missed the last episode on the channel, a smug Karen keeps stealing OP's car, and OP teaches her a lesson she'll never forget. Guys, go check it out if you haven't. And myself and Stevie Boy will see you guys in the next one. We love you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.